More than a dozen state park systems across the country have caught on to the opt-outside movement. They're waiving fees or offering guided hikes and other enticements to bring people outdoors on Black Friday. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell reports from Chugach State Park.
Walking through mostly birch forest. It snowed a couple days ago, so there's some fresh snow on the ground and on the trees.
It's wild, it's wintry, and for Black Friday, the $5 parking fee in Chugach State Park is waived. In 2015, the outdoor gear company REI shut its doors for the day on Black Friday and unveiled the Opt Outside campaign. Carrie Harris stopped into the REI here in Anchorage the day before Thanksgiving.
Right now, I am shopping for a hat for myself.
Harris says she's glad REI is closed on Black Friday. After a late breakfast that she says will probably include some turkey, Harris and her family plan to steer clear of the shops on Friday.
Well, my in-laws are in town, and with our three little boys, we're going to get out and do some sledding and try to stay away from downtown, all of civilization here in Anchorage, and just spend time together as a family outside.
And they can do that in any state park in Alaska for free on Friday. Ethan Tyler is the director of State Parks and Recreation.
We're certainly encouraging people to use the hashtag #OptOutside. And as part of that, we are waiving all of our parking fees.
And others are doing the same, from Mount Ascutney State Park in Vermont to Mount Rainier National Park in Washington. If you opt outside, you might miss out on some bargains at the store, but the payoff can be huge.
I just walked around this corner and I'm now in this big bowl surrounded by mountains on three sides. And right now I see two moose and they've stopped moving right now. I think they see me, or at least they hear me. Really just spectacular. All right. Reporting from the Chugach Mountains above Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.